This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time fleets. Time stands still for no one. And if you believe what we were talking about yesterday on the DJV program, there's no such thing as time. It's poof, gonzo. So don't worry about time. Relax and listen to us discuss the state of things in the world, things in our country, things in our lives, things around the corner and up the street, things that affect you. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of April. I'm Doug Steffen, but then you knew that because I don't sound like I have a... I'm in touch with my feminine side, but I don't sound like it. But there are three fabulous feminine voices here, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So, Victoria, you can be just quiet for a second. Just for a second, because we need to get Jennifer warmed up in this hour with whatever the top story is. All right, Jen, you've got your motor running. Da, 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 da. Get on the highway. You doing that?
Yes, I'm out on the highway. And let's go to Starbucks, shall we? Because the trending story this hour, I don't know, there are stories that make me think that we're nearing the end of civilization. This may be one of them. Starbucks has rolled out drug needle disposal bins to follow up addict-friendly open bathroom policies that they launched earlier in the year. Starbucks has installed the boxes in 25 cities after the Health Administration, OSHA, slapped the company with a $3,100 fine for endangering workers. Starbucks was penalized for failing to provide disposal containers in bathrooms where contaminated needles were commonly found, failing to make the hepatitis B vaccine available to employees, by the way, who could be exposed to the disease through these contaminated needles, and failing to provide proper training and exposure control program. So because of that fine, they now Starbucks plans to have installed these boxes everywhere by summer 2019. Now, this is, I guess, good news if you use a bathroom at Starbucks, because Americans are now more likely to accidentally die from an opioid overdose than a car crash, meaning they're using opioids everywhere, including, I guess, at Starbucks. And so now store managers for Starbucks can request a box for their location if they don't want to wait for the rollout to come in summer of 2019. Thousands of employees signed a petition last year at Starbucks demanding that these boxes be installed because they're tired of worrying about needle sticks and other dangers that come with this when they're cleaning the bathrooms at Starbucks. So now Starbucks is kind of, this is a follow-up to this policy that they had last year about allowing everybody to use their bathroom. Employees say that that makes it harder for them to do their job, that they worry about getting stuck by a needle. And so to answer that, Starbucks will roll out these boxes by the summer, and Starbucks that want these things more immediately can request them. It's just a really awful sign of the times. It's not necessarily...
But is it only at Starbucks? Does it have a McDonald's or a Burger King or any other restaurant, any public place? Why?
And it's all, it has a lot to do with the fact that they have this open bathroom policy. Because remember, a while ago, Starbucks took some heat because they didn't let somebody use their bathroom or something. So now they made this policy that everybody can use the bathroom.
Yeah, but
you can kind of set up shop in Starbucks. So you've got a lot of people who are in there just for hours, like sleeping at Starbucks and just getting high there and just waiting it out.
Anybody here, Kara, Victoria, Jennifer, have you any of you gone into a bathroom at Starbucks and seen a needle?
No, I've never seen a needle. I've been in the Starbucks bathroom. There was one on the corner when we lived in Manhattan, but it was a very clean Starbucks and there were no needles. But that's it's crazy.
I've never been in a bathroom. If I'm driving down the road, I might even stop at a restaurant and go in and use the bathroom. I've never seen a needle or any example of any of this stuff. That's once in a while I see a used condom, but I've never seen any.
Ew.
Well,
it's almost worse.
That's what you see. Well,
but that's what's very interesting to me. Is every Starbucks I've ever been in has a relatively clean bathroom, all things considered. I mean, it's much better than going into a McDonald's or a Burger King or any kind of fast food bathroom. So, yeah, it's very interesting. And I don't typically, I mean, maybe it's a California thing, Jen. I don't know. I don't normally see a lot of homeless people hanging out in Starbucks either. There are plenty of people who sit in there on their laptops or studying all day, but I don't normally see homeless people.
In the bathroom
people.
Or just in the Starbucks?
No, just in the Starbucks.
Yeah.
I think it might depend on the location, because the one that was near me, gross.
And this is across the country. This is not just a California store. This is happening at Starbucks everywhere. So it's countrywide.
Supermarkets now do this. I mean, when they go to a gas station, you expect to be able to go into you go to a restroom and they're not necessarily clean. You go to a regular restaurant or to a grocery store. That has bathrooms. Some of them do, some of them don't. The Target stores, places like that, they all have bathrooms. Sometimes you have to get a key or you've got to have a code to get in so they know that you're a client or a customer. But I've never encountered, I mean, I've been in some pretty dirty bathrooms, but I've never seen a needle, ever, in my life.
Yeah, obviously it must be a big enough problem because these Starbucks workers signed a petition to try to get that installed.
Get something done.
The question is, if you're out of your mind enough and you're using intravenous drugs, are you going to take the time to put the needle in the box to begin with? Mm.
Well,
you're at a hospital.
This is sort of one of those, latest expression is to visit the talk tree. This main element would be the trunk, and the conversation is about the problem at Starbucks. But think about other things that are problems like this, and then the drug epidemic. Frankly, I went into, you're going to get a kick out of this. Brendan and Tucker and I had dinner last night. And we went into, across the street from this restaurant on Santa Monica Boulevard, is what they call MedMen. You know what MedMen is?
That's the weed store. There's one in New York City.
Yeah.
It's like high end. It looks like an Apple store, but it's weed.
Yes.
It's medical marijuana. Right. Exactly. It's not recreational.
So to get into this, you can get medical marijuana and get hemp products. You can get, recreational marijuana. So because of what we're doing on the farm.
Well, in New York, it's not recreational. It's just medical.
Well, because recreation is not legal in New York, is it?
Right.
New York State? Yeah.
No.
Okay. But in California, it is. We went inside, and Tucker is an actor, so people recognize him. There's somebody at the security, somebody at the gate, if you will, took our driver's license and email address, and then we went inside, and when we went inside, somebody checked us. Now, the woman who was inside of the door was watching us as we were outside the door, because before you get through the door, you got to have identification. You go through the door, so she checks us again, and then somebody comes up to us and says, "How can I help you?" And they bring you around the store. I saw stuff I've never seen before. We all thought it was crazy. The way it was, because none of us, my son doesn't and neither does Tucker. So it just looking around at this stuff and smelling the stuff and seeing how much business, the place was loaded with people. And everybody in there had a salesperson with them. They talk about being top heavy with the people to wait on you. I'm told that the charges, I don't know, I didn't ask what the charges were for some of the stuff. Brendan was asking some questions, and so was Tucker about it. Then they were all young women. There were no men in the store. I didn't see a one man other than the guy outside and the security people with guns. That's it. All the rest of the people in the store were young women. I'm saying young like your age, Kara, maybe even younger. So I said to one of the girls, "Does your mother know you work in here?" She looked at me and she laughed out loud.
Yeah, probably the same way I laugh every time you ask that.
Does your mother know you went on a date, Kara?
Yeah. So anyway, that was an experience. But the reason I brought it up is because I was looking the place over to see if they had a bathroom, and they don't. Their policy is not to have a public bathroom. And I suppose maybe I didn't think about it then, but for this same kind of reason that we're talking about here with Starbucks,
most small businesses don't have public bathrooms open to anyone who comes in.
Yeah.
you know, anytime.
I think unless you're a restaurant.
Stores. Yeah.
Unless you're a restaurant, I don't think you have to have a bathroom. If you serve food, no. I think that's the law that you have to have a public bathroom. But other than that, you know, I think
we don't. Well, on the farm,
obviously, like Starbucks, never, you don't need to have a bathroom in there. But you know, look what happens.
When people come to the farm, I didn't ever pay attention to it before, but the guys talked me into putting. We used to have porta potties. And the guys talked me into putting a couple of bathrooms in. So we're putting a male, female, and handicapped thing into the barn so that people can do that. But
well,
if you
want people to spend the day on the farm and eat ice cream and everything, you need to have a bathroom.
Yeah. Speaking of we'll go down the talk tree a little further to another branch. We're talking a little bit about grocery stores. Whole Foods is releasing a Royal Edition cheese for Meghan and Harry's baby. Why would they be doing that? Is that something that they're trying to capitalize on, I suppose, much as anything else? I don't know. Do people go to Whole Foods
Royal
for cheese?
Royal Baby Fever.
Royal Edition
Whole Foods
cheese.
Has a great cheese section. You've never been to the cheese section?
I don't eat cheese much. I eat American cheese.
Oh, it's amazing.
Cheese.
Ew, American cheese is not even cheese.
Well, no,
it's
this is
50% cheese.
Yeah, no, I don't eat that kind of American cheese. It isn't Kraft American cheese. It's neither made in America nor is it cheese. But some of the other stuff you can get like a Trader Joe's is American cheese. That's what I get if I'm going to use cheese. I get it more or less to feed to Daisy more than I do it myself. This is, it combines a slight pleasant tanginess, so the label says, and a creamy texture with flavor notes of burnt caramel and slightly sweet and nutty finish to create a world-class taste worthy of royalty. The Royal Mark Cheese. It's available for $9.99 to $12.99 based on the part of the country you live in. I'm betting here in California, Jennifer, it's $12.99.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, it's about right. Baltimore, $9.99. That's what I'm thinking. Speaking of the royal family, this thing still with Prince Harry. Says he wants to be his own person and live separately from his brother. And
in
yesterday
Africa.
We were saying that they don't even talk to each other.
Well, you know, yesterday actually a new video came out of the Easter Sunday service where Harry and, Kate Middleton and Prince William were actually together and they were all talking and laughing. So I guess things aren't nearly as bad as the tabloids are saying. Good. Yeah.
And I'm certainly glad, I'm relieved to see Prince Philip, who is driving without a license, is driving a Range Rover at least. That's the so he'd be safer. But yesterday there were surveillance tapes of him driving for the first time after flipping his car.
Yeah, I like the headline I saw. Prince Philip seen driving for first time since surrendering his license after flipping car. Shouldn't we be a little concerned that he's driving?
Nah. Oh, God. He's the prince. Come on.
Was he on the public roads? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, great.
I see a Range Rover with plates on it anyway. Speaking of Range Rovers, you got an old one around you want to get rid of? I used to have it. I don't know anymore. But you can donate that puppy and any other old car you've got around or any other old vehicle, a boat, anything around, a lawnmower. If you don't have any use for it or it doesn't run, all you do is call 888-342-GIVE and give to a system that's supporting, in this circumstance, a great American institution, the Family Farm. If you've got an old boat or a trailer or any kind of motorcycle, bicycle, donate. It'll qualify for tax deduction and help out. All the money goes to the American Family Farmers. So call 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4488. Or you can complete a form online at djvshow.com. That's 888-342-GIVE, or go to djvshow.com. Look for the Donate Your Car button. Donate a pickup truck. Donate whatever you got. And it's tax deductible and helping the American family farmers, which is one of my great causes, as you know. It's 888-342-4488. Oops, wait a minute, 888-342-4483, or fill out the form at djvshow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warming up for his Crossroads Guitar Festival with a run of tour dates on the West Coast this fall before the fifth iteration of the event, which will take place at Dallas's American Airlines Center on the 20th and 21st of September. Clapton's headlining three shows in San Francisco early in September, then Las Vegas, and then Phoenix. I've always been a fan of Eric Clapton since he was in Cream. There's something about the guy and the way he plays the guitar that I find fascinating. The Crossroads Guitar Festival has assembled a high-profile group of guitarists. Let's see here. Gary Clark, Junior Bonnie Raitt is going to be there. Cheryl Crow, Billy Gibbons, James Bay, to mention a few. Clapton's the only artist set to play both nights at Crossroads, whereas every other player is going to split between either Friday or Saturday's performances. Proceeds from this event benefit the Crossroads Center, which is a Clapton thing, his facility for chemically dependent persons focused on treatment and education, which is down in Antigua. So Eric Clapton, and crank this up with this. It's one of those great Eric Clapton songs. The more modern version of Layla. Derek and the Dominoes, another one of the groups that he was in. There's something about this song. As I said, there's something about Eric Clapton that always gets me going. I don't know how you ladies feel about him.
I've seen him twice. He was amazing.
I'm not a huge fan.
He's a great storyteller, Jennifer, though. I mean, the stories in his songs.
He's not my type.
No, I get it. Okay, it's all right.
But he is really good live. If you ever have a chance to see him live, he is amazing.
You know who else I want to see? I want to see Steve Miller. I saw a video of him at Austin City Limits on the plane, and he's fabulous. Anybody ever seen him live? He's coming to Boston this summer. Mm-hmm. I want to see him play too. Yeah, he's just very matter of fact into it, and he looks like he's really into it. Just basic rock, which is good. And his songs, the Steve Miller Band's got some great songs. So something to look forward to. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program in our music zone with Jennifer and Karen, Victoria and me. Let's once again pay attention to what Mavis Staples. There's hardly a week go by that Mavis
she's everywhere.
Is in
I love it. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, it's fabulous. So now the focus is Clearwater, which is the environmental organization launched about 50 years ago by Pete Seeger. They announced yesterday, which was Earth Day, that Mavis Staples and Annie DeFranco are going to headline the annual festival in June, followed by the Wailers and Railroad Earth, which their appearance will be on the 16th of June. There are more than 90 performers that are supposed to be at this festival the last couple of days. Clearwater's Great Hudson River Revival, which takes place at Croton Point, I don't know where that is.
It's Croton on
New
Hudson.
York?
It's 30 miles up the river from New York City, up the Hudson River.
Yeah. Billed as the country's oldest and largest music and environmental festival. Pete Seeger passed away a couple of years ago. He was 94, if you remember. He conceived the Clearwater event in the 1960s, and for five decades, been going on and on and on. The Hudson River Sloop Clearwater Organization, widely recognized for its role in the cleanup of the Hudson River, which has been going on for quite a long time, for its advocacy of environmental and social justice campaigns, and for, most importantly, environmental education. So the Clearwater Festival, family-friendly, grounds feature craft areas, a dance tent, a green living expo, artisan food, farm market. The festival organizers are offering a 10% discount on tickets purchased from now through the 26th of four. So you got three or four days for fans to enter the code EARTH2019 at clearwaterfestival.org. As a fundraising event, the festival is dependent on contributions of about 1,000 volunteers that work on it every year. What a great thing. And she's going to be there. Mavis Staples in the headline here at 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
The future of printing is here, and so are the savings.
The reinvented HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now at Staples.
They're smart, mobile, and secure.
So you can easily print, scan, and copy remotely from your mobile device.
And now at Staples, save up to 20% on the all-new HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Plus, save up to $50 more in store when you trade in your old printer.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/4/19. See store or staples.com/HP OfficeJet Pro.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The State Department confirms at least four Americans killed by radical Islamic terrorists on Easter Sunday. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
Citing privacy concerns, the identities of the victims were not released. At least 290 people were killed in the series of attacks by nine churches and hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. Secretary Pompeo spoke about the bloodshed.
What was supposed to be a joyful Easter Sunday was marred by a horrific wave of Islamic radical terror bloodshed.
President Trump and First Lady Melania at the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House
thousands of people attending, a reporter shouting to the president, "Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?" To which he replies,
"Not even a little bit."
And in case you didn't hear it, the president saying there, "Not even a little bit." You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Thirty-four at the hour here on the Tuesday DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Victoria, what do you have? I bet you would love to tell us a story. She'd like to tell a story. So please tell us the story, Victoria.
Well, there's some sad news this morning. The mother of Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his sister, Kelly Earnhardt, Brenda Jackson, has passed away at the age of 65. She lost her battle with cancer. And this is according to JR Motorsports. This is Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s NASCAR company. He said, "I'm glad her suffering has ended. She can be at peace. She would be in tears of happiness over the words of support and remembrance that she's been shown today. Our family appreciates it as well. She will live on in our hearts forever." She worked worked actually as an accounting specialist for JR Motorsports, and she was there since 2004. And a lot of people who worked with Dale Jr. knew her and really admired her and loved her sense of humor. She apparently was known for that, and she worked alongside her two kids for 15 years. And she said at the time, "I'm very, very lucky that I get to interact with my kids almost every day. I have two bright, beautiful kids, and I'm very proud of that." And her journey into the racing world actually began when she was a little kid. Her father built NASCARs, and one of them happened to be for racing legend Dale Earnhardt, and that's how she met him. They got married in 1972. They had two children, Dale Jr. and Kelly, their daughter. They divorced a few years later, and the kids lived with her until they had a tragic house fire where they literally lost everything, and she signed over custody to Dale Earnhardt. And a couple years ago, for a Mother's Day tribute, Dale Jr. referenced that fire, and he basically wrote her a very emotional letter on Mother's Day, and he said, "You were a single mother, and we lost everything in a house fire. You gave custody of us two kids to our father, knowing that he could provide a promising future." Apparently, the fact that she gave custody to the dad for a while, I guess the kids, there was some resentment there maybe, and then Dale Jr. said it wasn't until he was an adult that he realized how much she actually had sacrificed by, you know, giving custody to the father, and because she knew that she just really couldn't provide for her kids at that time. And then she moved to North Carolina to be with Dale Jr. when he was racing, and they started a business together. And so she apparently had been battling cancer for the last few years. And so there are a lot of NASCAR tributes. A lot of people in the NASCAR world were big fans of hers and knew her well. So you'll probably be seeing a lot of that on social media throughout the day.
All right, so do you want to sound really smart when you're talking about racing and Dale Earnhardt? Ask anybody who engages you in conversation whether the engines had a two-bolt main or a four-bolt main. That'll make you sound really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And then my follow-up questions, which will be zero, will definitely give me away.
That's a two-bolt main.
Yeah.
Two bolts, B-O-L-T, if you
that's
understand
that. A two-bolt main.
A two-bolt main, if you take the engine apart, the crankshaft has bearings on it, and the bearings are what run the pistons. So if you have an engine that needs a lot of endurance, you need to put four bolts because it holds the weakest part of the engine is the crankshaft and the connection to the pistons. Especially if you're on a racetrack and you got the thing.
Let me find some car words. Piston, yeah. Crankshaft. Yeah.
These conversations really pissing me off.
Okay, well, see, there you go, boys and girls. I'm just showing you I'm smarter than the average bear. But not trying to do what our president does sometimes. That's make something, whatever happens, it's always about him. I get a kick out of I actually saw the introduction yesterday, Jennifer, for a while. I looked at the Mueller report because that's talk about watching paint dry. Good God. But there's a line in it that says the Russian government interfered with the 2016 election in sweeping and systematic fashion. Our president's response has fallen woefully short, and now we know why. I was kind of surprised to see that, frankly, and then some of the other stuff that was in there, I was sort of surprised to see as well. It sort of follows up, in fact, on what we were talking. I mentioned this yesterday, and I think we all kind of agreed how much upset there is or unrest in Russia because Putin's paying more attention for his own purposes. I'm telling the story because the two of them are pretty similar. They always make everything about themselves. Putin is becoming very unpopular because there are a lot of people suffering. It's a tough place to live, Russia. And he's spending all his money doing stuff like hacking the election. What does that do for the status of Russia on the world stage?
Yeah, but he's not going to ever lose an election.
No, because he shoots everybody that doesn't vote for him. I thought it was interesting at any rate. In some sports news, the Philadelphia Flyers have officially removed the statue of Kate Smith from its location outside the arena and no longer play her version of God Bless America at games, pretty much the same as the Yankees stopped, right? Was it the Yankees or the Mets? Who was it that was the Yankees, right? They were playing God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch, and they also did that in the Philadelphia games. Flyers released the following statement, quote, Flyers have enjoyed a long and popular relationship with God Bless America, as performed by the late Kate Smith, a woman who was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her patriotic contributions. But in recent days, we learned that several of the songs Kate Smith performed in the 30s included lyrics and sentiments that are incompatible with the values of our organization and evoke painful and unacceptable themes. And they considered Smith's live performance of God Bless America before Game 6 of the 1974 Stanley Cup Final to be a good luck charm, because Philadelphia beat Boston in that game to win its first in back-to-back cups. So, yeah, the Flyers have done
they
well.
They flew
there.
Her by in way, for that. She was yeah, there live yeah. singing that. So yeah. they have yeah. a, they, you know, and hockey's probably the most superstitious sport of all. And so that, this
mean?
Is, well, the hockey players are just notoriously superstitious. They don't wash their socks or they have, oh, yeah, it's oh. it's probably the most superstitious of all the sports. And so you don't
that.
Mess with, you do not mess with, you know, something that they have in place like this. And so this is a big, big deal for the Flyers. But right now they don't really matter. So it's all
no,
season
who
for
is?
Them.
What, aren't the Bruins in the finals of the hockey?
The Bruins, the Capitals, the North. They're still battling the Hurricanes. And then the winner of that series will go against the Islanders. And who else is Toronto still in it? Yeah, there's it's still early in the playoffs, but... Yeah. The Flyers don't have to worry about anything right now, except taking
right, you
down
who,
statue.
You know who Steve Williams is?
No.
No.
Tiger Woods' full-time caddy.
That guy's been with him forever, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. And apparently he does nothing but rave about Tiger and talking about the Masters win. As you can imagine, a lot of people wanted to interview him as well. So as he talks about him, he just has fabulous things. And we kind of were saying that, too, when you get right down to it. Tiger Woods seems to have, I mean, a lot of people thought he was a jerk when he got into trouble with his wife. But apparently he's not a, you know, he's not a horrible human being.
No, I think people say
he's
really
turned
nice
his life around.
Worked for him.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he does. Right. Yep. Yeah. So, again, giving people a second chance. Everybody deserves a second chance, I think.
I think it's great that he worked his way back. That's a good story.
Yeah, it is a good story. You're right about that. Speaking of stories, Jennifer, it looks like in the world of television or internet, what is there about, is there something going on with the Harry Potter stuff? Every time I turn on a television on the cable, there's some different Harry Potter movie that's on. Is there something going on now
you.
That's... Oh, it's just me?
No, those movies are just always on TV. There's eight of them. They're on constant rotation.
Oh, okay.
Which I like. I can't complain about.
I always
you
like
them.
When it's on.
You watch them no matter whether you've seen them before or not? You just watch them over again?
I've seen them all a million times. I own the box.
Have you really?
Yeah. I would love the Harry Potter franchise.
One.
Yeah.
I don't even
Why?
Know which one I saw, but I saw one.
I have never seen any of them. And I just never did anything. My daughter had all the books and read them all when they came out.
They're great.
I thought they were fabulous. So are they potheads? What do they call them? Potterheads?
Potterheads, not potheads. Good Lord.
Some might be, but yeah, most are potterheads.
Yeah. Potheads and potterheads.
Potterheads.
So, a little different.
Anyway, there's a new apparel company that has taken to Instagram to tease a new Harry Potter collection. The skatewear company Vans Sneaker. Vans provided limited information on this collection, which will include footwear, apparel, accessories made obviously from the franchise, both women and men's items available. Patterns on the shoes and apparel will be themed after the Harry Potter houses. Now, I'm not going to try to pronounce these.
Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, and Ravenclaw.
Okay, there you
save
go.
You from
so you getting you like these? You gonna go get this?
Oh,
get
I'm going to attempt to get them, but they're going to be sold out instantaneously. This is going
really?
To probably yeah. They just Vans just launched a David Bowie tribute collection a couple weeks ago, and that sold out right away. This is going to be even faster. Potterheads.
So I don't know anything about Vans. Are they better than Nike? What's their?
Well, Vans is different. It's California.
Like they're real sneakers.
Yeah, from the
are they real
from
sneakers?
The '60s.
Ah,
yeah, right. Yeah, they're skateboarding sneakers.
Okay.
Well, they're lifestyle now. It's everybody wears them now, but they started out as a surf skate brand in the '60s in
You've
Southern
seen
California.
Them.
Like
the classic
I like
is black and it's got a white
like
sole.
They're high on your ankle, right? Real sneakers.
No.
High on your ankle?
Low.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by real tops. Sneakers, but.
Well, that's what, for me, as a kid, I wore sneakers all the time. And it, they came up on your ankle. And where the,
those are high tops, sneakers. Then.
Yeah, is that what they, okay, they call high tops now?
Vans technically has high tops, but most of them are below your ankle.
They're low.
Why are you laughing at me?
Classic is low.
Wait a minute. What's so
because
funny
Because no
about
one knows what real sneakers are.
Yeah, no one knows that. I don't even know what that means.
Real sneakers? Come
those
up
are like the boxing shoes when you used to box a kangaroo.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right. So I guess I'll take the focus off of me and my old sneakers. Who was it that made the sneakers that I used to wear? I think they're still around, too. Keds?
You probably wore Chuck
Moses?
Taylors.
No.
Maybe you wore Chuck Taylors, because everybody in the 50s played basketball in Chuck Taylors, which I don't even understand how anyone could do that.
I never
that,
had
but.
Chuck Taylors. We had cheap.
What high-top shoes did you have then?
Yeah, what were
those?
I
remember
ones
going
then.
To the store and getting them, and they were $9.95. That's what I remember more about them than anything else. Getting them at Woolworths and five and the Ben Franklin 5 and dime store. You can buy that kind of stuff there.
Franklin.
Yeah.
Wow. Taking a trip through history.
I know, right?
Oh, but there is a,
I went to the Ben Franklin General Store, bought a kite,
there
a key,
was, still a bunch
and a
of
pair
Ben
of
Franklin
sneakers for $9.99. Yeah,
okay. All right. Calm down. Jennifer, what's on television tonight?
What is a television we should start with? It's not one of them.
I told you the other day.
Stores.
I told you the other day about the Stromberg Carlson television set, the first one made in the 1940s, the one that we had, which was, and I remember.
With a giant magnifying glass in front
of it. Yeah, big magnifying so you could see the screen. Because that's the only way you could see the screen.
That's
all right, anyway, enough of the old time.
Okay. Very fun.
So on to the old boob tube tonight. BET has the series finale of Being Mary Jane. That's that show with Gabrielle Union. It's gotten a lot of critical acclaim. That happens tonight on BET at 8. There's the season premiere, One Show Ends, Another Begins, on history of the curse of Civil War gold. Treasure hunter Kevin Dykstra believed his team had located lost Confederate gold that's been resting at the bottom of Lake Michigan for 150 years. His search for that gold will resume tonight at 10 o'clock on the History Channel. On the networks tonight, you've got an all-new night on ABC with American Housewife, The Kids Are All Right, Blackish, Bless This Mess, which is that new show from Lake Bell and from Dax, what's his name?
Dax Shepard.
Thank
married,
you, Karen.
He's married to
Kristen Bell, yes.
Kristen Bell, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
why did they do another one of those movies? That movie she was in, a TV show became a movie. And it was so much fun. Why don't they do another one of those?
With Veronica Mars? They are doing another one.
Yeah. Are they good?
Yeah, they're working on it now.
Yeah,
it was so this Bless This Mess is actually pretty cute, so you can check that out. I watched it this last week. ABC all new tonight. CBS all in rerun, so is the CW, but you can get new programming on Fox where they have a brand new MasterChef Junior and a new Mental Samurai that starts at 8. NBC has a new Voice at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of The Village at 9 and New Amsterdam at 10.
All right, so there you have the television lineup. Right now I'd like to have your attention, gentlemen especially, but women are interested in this for fairly obvious reasons. If you're struggling to have a wonderful romantic life, then perhaps you'd pay attention to this for the man in your life. If you're a man and you're having a problem, this is the solution. As you get a little older, things are not as easily done, if you know what I mean. Not only that, but it's the staying in shape, keeping yourself physically fit, that sort of thing. Thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you will feel better. You'll have more stamina, more energy. So if you're exhausted when you go to work out in the gym, you need to get NuGenix. High levels of testosterone in this play a great part in helping you preserve your energy and performance. NuGenix will maximize your energy, increase lean muscle mass, and will boost your libido as well. Here's how you get it. You go to, you text to 321-321 the word force, and you get a free bottle. That's the lead here. You get a complimentary free bottle of NuGenix. Try it out. Text force to 321-321. Be the first 100 people to do it, and you'll get a little extra special bonus. Texting force to 321-321 for NuGenix. 10 before the hour.
Yeah. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour on the DJD program with Victoria Keelan and Doug, focused on a couple of stories that I think will be of the whole idea of doing this is to tweak your interest in some technology. T-Mobile launching something new. What's the story here, Victoria?
Yeah, this is really interesting. T-Mobile has launched a checking account for all of their U.S. T-Mobile customers. Now, on balances up to $3,000, you'll get a 4% interest rate, which is really, really good, actually, because yeah, interest rates are so low right now. So all you need to do is deposit at least $200 into the T-Mobile money account each month, and there's no minimum balance requirement, and there's no fee to keep it open. T-Mobile money can sync up with Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay, so you can pay your bills just using the scan on your phone. You can transfer money. You can also send paper checks with just your iPhone, which, you know, Doug, I love, or your Android device. And every T-Mobile customer obviously already has a phone, but each account also comes with a MasterCard debit card in case you don't want to use cash. And they have ATMs around the country. There are about 55,000 all-point ATMs that will not charge a fee if you have one of these new T-Mobile money checking accounts. And it's not run – this is the only part that scares me. T-Mobile money is not run through a major bank, so I'm not positive about the FDIC insurance on this, if there even is any. It's not run through a bank like you know, Chase or Bank of America or Wells Fargo.
Giving you 4% because there's no protection. It's hard to find one of those accounts that's more than 3%. So at 4%,
right.
that's what you're getting. Is it? Do you have to have a T-Mobile account or can anybody
yes.
do it?
No, you have to have a T-Mobile account. So this is just for T-Mobile customers. Yeah. This is also, you know, if people are looking to switch services or switch providers, this is obviously an incentive. If you want, and if you want to switch over to T-Mobile, or if you've been planning on doing it anyway, then you can have the T-Mobile Money account. 4% is, you know, like we said, that's usually reserved for savings accounts and things like that.
Yeah.
But the ATMs, that's kind of the only sticking point that people are talking about online right now are the fact that you'll have to pay an out-of-network charge to use the ATMs. However, the Allpoint ATMs are located in Speedway, which is and Circle K gas stations, Target stores, Walgreens, CVS, Kroger, Safeway, and Winn-Dixie. So it seems like you don't have to go that far to find one of these ATMs that will not charge you a fee. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It is interesting that T-Mobile's getting into this financial area. This is they're the first cell phone provider to do that. And we'll see how many customers go with it. But, hey, 4%, not bad.
A lot of people are focused on the words coming out of some reporters about the Samsung Galaxy and the folding screen. Apparently, they are not so hot as we'll hear
not
here.
Not great. Mm-hmm.
The Geek Out.
It was a bad week for Samsung. After all the hoopla about the new Galaxy Fold smartphone, named after its nifty folding design that allows it to be the size of a smartphone and then unfold like a piece of paper into a mini-sized tablet, they ran into some problems. Units shipped out to some of the most popular tech critics began to fail within the first 24 hours. Videos and pictures of Galaxy Folds with glitchy screens showed up all over social media, Samsung's reaction was a bit tone-deaf, and the bottom line is for everybody, look, first-generation folding screens are just gonna be fragile, but they are $2,000 devices after all. If you want to see more about this, we've posted links about the Galaxy Fold wonky screen on Twitter @TheGeekOut.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, your Twitter says it's getting better at detecting bad tweets. What's the story?
Yeah, Twitter's been promising, they've been promising, that they plan to clean up the service and to fight user abuse. Part of the problem with the cleanup effort, though, has been Twitter predominantly relies on its users to find and flag abusive material. They haven't had the ability in order to see any of these tweets, and they said that they have more than 300 million monthly users, so it's nearly impossible to police the entire service. However, they have a little bit of good news. They say that they're getting better at finding and removing abusive content without any of the user help. They say 38% of abusive content that's enforced is surfaced proactively to our teams for review instead of relying on reports from people on Twitter. 38% is, you know, considering a year ago 0% tweets had been removed by Twitter from these categories of abusive behavior, hateful conduct, encouraging self-harm, threats, violence, things like that. And so now, to have a year later, to have their new algorithm report 38% success, it's not bad. So hopefully we'll see some more better content on Twitter in the future.
That'd be a nice thing. 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.